Hello, podcast listeners. You are now listening to the Coffee, Health, and Science Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan River, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. We're already laughing. It's a silly episode. Before we get started, please tell a friend about the show. Share this show. We love it when you spread the show. And make sure that you're subscribed so you catch every episode as it drops. Today, we're goofing around. I got a couple goofy articles here to share with Dr. Coffee. I know he's got a couple of silly things to share with me. Dr. Coffee's on the line. What's up, buddy?
Hey, so I had a dilemma about doing a podcast with you today.
Oh, yeah? What's that dilemma?
Well, you know, because I want to say Happy New Year to all our podcast listeners. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that dates the podcast. I know you can play podcasts, you know, off and on whenever. I know that podcasts shouldn't be dated. Like you know, the Trump Hollywood Access tapes, they lived on in infamy. Maybe our podcast for, you know, this time could live on in infamy too without me dating it by saying Happy New Year to all the listeners. So that was the dilemma.
I see. Yeah. You want it to be evergreen. Listen, we're just goofing around today. What do you have for us, Dr. Steve? What have you prepared for the show? I know that it's going to be outrageous.
No, not at all. This is all serious stuff that I did. You know, I am hoping that all our listeners, anybody who likes Dr. Coffee has made their New Year's resolutions. And I hope that New Year's resolutions have something to do with coffee. So I wanted to share a list in case some of your listeners did not come up with their New Year's resolutions for 2022. There are three twos in 2022, whatever that means. But somebody somewhere is going to figure out that has meaning. I hope they have come up with their list of New Year's resolutions. So I figured I'd share some insight in case they have it.
Please, I'd love to hear some input on this.
Okay, New Year's resolution number one. Stop grinding your coffee beans in your mouth. Some people don't have a grinder, so they chew the beans up until they're small enough.
So they need to go get a grinder. I mean, a conical burr grinder, ideally, but anything beats human teeth and the TMJ that you'll suffer.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Resolution number two, stop licking your coffee pot clean.
So you got to clean it properly. You're telling me you don't just use your tongue like a cat.
Exactly. Stop doing that. New Year's resolution number three, you should strive to become the employee of the month at the local coffee house, even if you don't work there.
Just to get your name up on the wall, right?
That's right. That's right. New Year's resolution number four, learn to jumpstart your car without cables by drinking enough coffee.
Now, listen, you're a doctor. And you're telling to reach into the hood of your car. Okay, we're not going to go into specifics.
Well, you know, this is done by us pros. Don't do this at home.
Okay, only if you're licensed. I see.
Number five, put away the Legos and learn to build a miniature city out of little plastic stirrers.
Now, the K-cups work great as the top of the buildings. You just turn them upside down. You empty them out. They're perfect.
Let's see. Number six, when you are walking down the street and you find a penny, learn to say, find a penny, pick it up, 630 more and I'll have a cup.
I like that one.
Number seven, get some pets. Because of the pandemic, people have been getting pets. So get either two dogs or two cats and name them Cream and Sugar.
I like that. I like that. A little foreshadowing there on that one.
Yes. Number whatever we are on. Learn to have patience and be able to wait for the water to boil.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's not a joke one, Dr. Coffee. That's genuine philosophy right there.
It is. It is. number 8 or 9 or whatever, unstick your lips, unstick them from being in the stuck in this sipping position.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to walk around with puckered lips all the time.
The next one, your mantra should be, coffee fuels my sarcasm. What fuels your stupidity? That's your mantra.
I'm pretty sure we're getting that on a shirt for the Coffee Health and Science merch store.
No, the shirt is going to be, here's the one for the shirt. It's going to say, if your coffee order is more than 4 words, you're part of the problem.
Oh, I could. That's great. That's going up in my kitchen.
Let's see. Next, my morning coffee makes me feel like I got my stuff together. It's not really the stuff word, but I won't use the 4-letter S word. I don't, but it feels like that.
Yes. Yes. Certainly. Certainly.
Okay. On your wall, it's going to say, drink coffee, do stupid things faster and with more energy.
Yes, I've seen that on a mug. I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
How about this one? Before coffee, I hate everybody. After coffee, I feel good about hating everybody. How about this one? Before I have coffee, everyone is an a-hole. After I have coffee, everyone is still an a-hole, but I have coffee.
Exactly. Precisely.
That's Dr. Steve's mantra.
All right, man. Let's do a big closer. What do you got? What do you got for the closing one?
Let's see.
Give me your best one.
Okay, my best one. Sometimes in the morning while sipping my coffee, I think about all the people I'm going to piss off today, and I smile.
Oh, my God. You know, that is hilarious. First of all, round of applause from the audience for Dr. Coffee's New Year's resolutions and mottos to live by. Dr. Coffee, have you ever seen that meme? I know you're probably not, you know, all over social media, which you shouldn't be. No one should be. But the meme with the guy drinking the cup of coffee, it's like 2 shots. It's a guy looking at his computer, and then it's a guy like really happy drinking his cup of coffee. Have you seen this meme? It's like it'll be like something happens and then something happens. And now he's looking up and smiling, drinking his coffee. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
I'm going to email it to you because I got to say, for the listeners know what I'm talking about. You look a little bit like the guy. Just a little bit. He looks like like an older white bearded version of you. But when I send it to you, you just look a little bit like him, and he's drinking that coffee mug. I think you're going to be tickled by it. And that's what that last one reminded me of, is when you said, I smile. So that's hilarious, dude.
Well, you know, Jordan, it's really true that people say to me, why do you think coffee is the best drink in the world? And it's like, you know, you drink tequila and it's, holy shit, did I really just do that? And you drink wine and you go, you don't have to do this. But you drink coffee and it's like, you can do this. That's coffee, right?
I love it. That is coffee in a nutshell, man.
I know. That's it. I love coffee. So happy 2022 to all the listeners. From now on, we'll do medical and serious stuff, but I wanted to start our year right with something light. But we do have a couple of things to talk about
today. Yeah, hold on. We'll get, there's a whole year worth of, microbiome talk and chlorogenic acids, all that fun stuff. I've actually got a couple little funny things to run by you, Dr. Coffee. I think you're going to get a kick out of what I have brought today. I guess you could call it coffee news. These are just kind of topics that have come across my desk here at the Coffee Health and Science Podcast headquarters here in 2022, as you said. Shout out 2022. Our secret code now. It's just the year that we're in. So check this out, man. I got 2 things for you. The second one's going to blow your mind, and it's on my bucket list. Speaking of New Year's resolutions. But the first one, I need your take because there was a little bit of a social media phenomenon. Speaking of social media and specifically TikTok, over the break – there was a controversy, a division in the TikTok community. And it was simply caused by somebody posting a video that says when a customer asks for butter in his coffee, and he takes some butter and he drops it in the coffee and melts it in there. And I mean, this to me is not unheard of because I've been doing this show. You know what I mean? It didn't shock me. But when you blast it out to the masses on TikTok, I guess a lot of people were divided, saying that is gross. Other people saying, hey, it's healthy, it's good for you. Other people saying, oh, butter ain't good for you at all. I would love to get your take, Dr. Coffee, on butter in coffee and the health side and the taste side and everything you think.
Huh. That's a good one. So what you're really asking me is about fats in coffee. So butter is one of the fats that people can use in their coffee to provide fatty acids and to make coffee healthier. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about butter, your listeners should also think that they could do it with other things. They could do it with coconut oil.
Yes.
They could do it with medium chain triglycerides. They could do it with ghee, G-H-E-E, which is the clarified butter used in India. Mm-hmm. So when I say butter, if you're dairy perverse and don't want to do dairy, then you can think other things when I do say butter, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody who's listening, give a thumbs up and you'll know that I'm not just saying butter. So butter is full of healthy fats, especially if you get free-range, non-GMO, and all that stuff in butter.
Exactly.
And in the big picture of diet, fat and protein are the gods, and carbohydrate is the devil.
Sure.
So what happened in diet, and this would be a good podcast to have one time, is that back in the day, you know, 40 years ago, they started to have a campaign about how bad fat was for you.
Oh my God.
And they changed it to getting rid of fat. And so that gave taste to things. And so what happened was people said, okay, this tastes lousy. What can we add if we're not adding fat? Because it's bad for you. And the answer is
sugar and salt.
Yeah, sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, sugar and salt, but sugar. I mean, everything became sort of sweetened. So they started adding sugar to everything.
Yep.
And so what happened?
As soon as we said no fat, everyone started getting fatter and fatter.
Yeah, I have a slideshow that I put together with 30 years of what happened to the country in as far as weight went. And, you know, over a 30-year period, you can see state after state falling like dominoes and people getting fatter and fatter. Jeez. And now diabetes and obesity is epidemic in this country, not pandemic like the virus, but epidemic. And especially since the pandemic, everybody's put on like an extra 20 pounds. So
yeah, sitting at home eating butter in their coffee. No, it's not really. You know, some people, I will say this, you know, you're right. On the large scale, it's all the sugars. It's all the carbohydrates. I need extra fat in my diet. I feel great. My brain runs better. Like you'd say with everything, Dr. Coffee, it really depends on the person, right? Like sometimes fat slow down my wife when she eats the same thing I do, avocado toast and grass-fed steak. And I get up and I'm like, hey, let's go work. And she's like, bah. She's more of like a vegetarian type for her, maybe a pescatarian type for her body type. But yeah, I guess I just wanted to throw that out there. It depends person to person, but yeah, I need those healthy fats, man. Those high quality fats do me good.
Yeah, so, you know, when you look at all the butter recipes, they're sugar-free.
Right.
You don't need to add sweeteners to sugar-free recipes. So coconut oil adds a little natural sweetness, and you're getting a good mouthfeel with butter. So you don't need coffee sweeteners. So if you're going to add a lot of sugar, then you're defeating the whole purpose of having coffee with butter in it. Just make sure it's a good quality butter, and make sure the rest of your diet is supporting a keto or an intermittent fasting or a high protein, high fat, high healthy fat diet. I wrote a book a while back on the health benefits of coconut oil. And I want to start 2022 reminding your listeners, doc@myhealthypatient.com. Just send me an email that says, send me the book on coconut oil, and I'll send it to you as an ebook. It'll show up magically, and you can read it while drinking your coffee with butter in the morning. The other thing about butter is it's super filling. So you drink your coffee with butter, and not only is it a good mouthfeel, and not only does it provide the medium chain triglycerides, but it helps fill you up.
Yes.
So it suppresses your appetite.
Makes it a little easier not to reach for that bag of Doritos when you're checking out at Home Depot later that day. For real, when you're satiated and you're not, you know, that's when you can pass up some of those temptations that they throw at you in the checkout line.
Yeah. So you want to make coffee butter recipes properly. You take a cup of black coffee, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, put them into a blender and blend them.
Oh, wow.
They don't blend well if you're trying to do it by hand. You get a messy goop with the coffee not having the butter broken down into it properly. That'll give you about 450 calories and about 50 grams of fat. And, you know, it's good and healthy. And you can also look up Bulletproof and see his recipe, but it's something similar to that.
Yeah, that's right. That's actually mentioned in this article. You know, we talk about all sorts of brands here. Of course, our favorite brand being Purity Coffee, code CHS podcast. But someone actually mentions Bulletproof Coffee in the comments. The TikTok users were just going crazy over this, man. Someone says, if someone ever asked me to do that, I'm saying hell no. Someone says that people have been doing this in Ethiopia for years. I hadn't heard that it was an Ethiopian thing. That's really interesting. And then, yeah, someone saying they're on the keto diet and the Bulletproof or keto coffee helps with digestion. Well, if you want to help with digestion, go ahead and get yourself some Purity, buddy. But yeah, I guess this set the TikTok world on fire and divided people. Did not seem that uncommon to me, but I also didn't know that people were blending it. I just see people dropping a little bit melted in their coffee. I had no idea about the blended butter drink. That's interesting.
It's much better in a blended. The coffee does not emulsify well.
Wow.
I mean, the butter does not emulsify well in coffee. There's nothing to break up the fat. So you get goop, and nobody likes swallowing a pat of butter.
Okay, blend it up. Well, there you go, everybody, if you want to try that. Thought that was a pretty funny story.
Yeah, and you'll get calcium, vitamin E, vitamin K, some of the vitamin Bs. Vitamin A, you get some good nutrients out of it. It's worthwhile doing. And again, I have something on coconut oil. If anybody wants it, doc@myhealthypatient.com.
There you go, everybody. Hit them up, hit up the doc. Okay. We got to get to the meat of this story. My New Year's resolution. It's more of a bucket list thing. I was surprised to hear off air, Dr. Coffee, that you hadn't heard of pet cafes before. Pet cafes? Never came across these?
I never heard of pet cafes.
That blows my mind, only because you know everything. Pet cafes are a new-ish phenomenon. They are huge in Asia, and the idea is simple. You love cute animals, you love coffee and, you know, snacks and bakery goods. Why not put them together into one establishment? This is, again, a phenomenon sweeping the world, but especially in Asia. And you'll sit down at these pet cafes, and there will be usually one type of animal, that you can drink coffee with and pet and take pictures by. It's wild stuff. You can Google it yourself. I'm looking at an article right now called 12 Unconventional Pet Cafes in Asia. But it's funny because my little sister actually goes to South Korea. She does like a student exchange thing. Or she has, and you know, she goes there occasionally. She knows how to speak Korean. Really cool. Shout out to Jordan Rivers' little sister. She went to these pet cafes. She showed me pictures. They're hilarious. She went to a turtle one. There's all sorts of different ones. It looks like there's one in Hong Kong called Rabbit Land Cafe. You can sit with the cute little bunnies and you pet the bunnies and you drink coffee. Owl Village in Japan. You can drink coffee with owls. You can drink coffee with goats in Japan. There is a coffee shop called The Blind Alley in South Korea, full of raccoons. You get to sit amongst raccoons and drink your coffee. It's pretty incredible. The Taiwanese even have a llama cafe, Dr. Coffee. You're sitting with llamas. You're sipping on your espresso. And apparently it is an experience that you just can't replicate. People love it. They can't get enough of it, man. Pet cafes, Dr. Steve.
Well, that's really cool. I did the goat yoga or sheep yoga before. That was kind of cool.
Oh, is that right?
Where I went to a yoga place and they had these little cute little goats or sheep, and that was kind of cool. But I never heard of pet cafes.
That's right, man. Now, I've seen those goat yoga things. That makes sense to me. You know, you're connecting with nature. I worry about the pet cafes. You get a llama hair in your latte. I'm worried about that. I just got to admit, I don't know. They must have some sort of system. I'm sure they're well-groomed. They wouldn't be such a hit if they weren't. But do you worry about the llama hair in your coffee, or is that just extra fiber?
Well, I think that's extra fiber, but what I would do is I would set up a dual cafe. And on one side, I'd have Purity Coffee. And on the other side, I'd have a different brand. And the pets I'd have for Purity would be nice little kid goats or sheep. And for the other side, I'd put lions in. So you could advertise if you want Purity, come here. If you don't drink Purity and you drink a different, come here. And I think that would solve competition problem.
That is hilarious. It's a brand association. It's a brand experience. Oh my God. This was great, Dr. Coffee. I'm glad we got to have this little New Year's party on air and do this little episode, man. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Give me two more minutes. So at some point I can go through you a year wrap up of 22 and what's happened with the different chains.
Or 21.
A year wrap up. What's happening with the different chains starting in 2022?
Oh, sure.
So, you know, I've done my business for the year looking ahead, and I can tell you what's going on with Starbucks and Sodexo, and, you know, and Flash Coffee, and what's happening in Israel with, I forget the name of their chain, but we could do a year review of the different chains and seeing what's going on for the year ahead.
We've got some really good episodes to tease the audience. So you guys got to stay tuned. We got some good stuff coming up. We appreciate you, Dr. Coffee.
Does your sister listen to this?
She does not. She's traveling. She's doing her thing. She's not a podcast listener.
Okay. Well, if she ever listens to it, what's her name?
Jade is her name.
Okay. Shade, Yoboseo, Anyongashinika, Kamsamida, Chamaneo. There you go.
Oh, I love it. Kop Kun Kop. I believe that's actually Thai.
Yeah, no, all that was Korean. Yeah, you said no, she speaks Korean.
I picked up on that. I love that. Thank you so much, man. That's tough. Of course, Dr. Coffee knows a little bit of Korean. Okay, that's as good a point as any here, everybody. I know you enjoyed this episode. I hope you're getting silly too. I hope you're enjoying your coffee here on the Coffee Health and Science Podcast. That's all. This is Dr. Steve and Jordan River signing off, saying have an extraordinary day, everyone. We'll see you next time on the CHSP. Bye-bye.